This is Dr. Charles Argoff, Professor of Neurology at Albany Medical College and Director of the Comprehensive Pain Management Center at Albany Medical Center in Albany, New York. And I'd like you to consider the following clinical situation. A 38-year-old female presents to the emergency room in acute liver failure. She's brought there by a family member. The family member reports to the emergency room staff and physician that the patient has a history of chronic intractable headache, takes multiple medications for this, and as best as the family member can tell, takes butalbital, acetaminophen, and caffeine at least several times on a daily basis, uses hydrocodone with acetaminophen on a daily basis at least several times daily, uses an over-the-counter preparation, including acetaminophen, caffeine, and aspirin on a daily basis, and in addition, uses traditional over-the-counter acetaminophen on a daily basis for her headache. During the past week, this family member reports as well that the patient has been experiencing upper respiratory infection symptoms, that is to say, a cold, and has used, in addition, an oral decongestant that also includes acetaminophen. Upon hearing this, the emergency room physician calculates an estimated total daily dose of acetaminophen for the last couple of months, as well even in the last week, and estimates between 8 and 10 grams per day. Do you think that this is a rare event? This is a rhetorical question, but do you think that this is a rare event? Unfortunately, it's not. So let's look at some facts. Between 1998 and 2003, acetaminophen was the leading cause of acute liver failure in the United States, with 48% of these acetaminophen-related cases of liver failure being associated with accidental overdoses. Summarizing data from three different surveillance systems, there were an estimated 56,000 emergency department visits, 26,000 hospitalizations, and 458 deaths related to acetaminophen-associated overdoses per year during the 1990 through 1998 period. A study from 22 medical centers in the United States completed in 2003 and confirmed in a separate study in 2007 demonstrated that a high percentage of instances of liver injury due to acetaminophen were related to unintentional overdoses. In other words, the patient mistakenly took too much. As part of the FDA's Safe Use Initiative in 2011, the Acetaminophen Best Practices Task Force was created, and a white paper was produced recommending complete spelling of acetaminophen in all acetaminophen-containing products, a standard liver pharmacy warning label for these medications, specific wording on pharmacy container labels, which were consistent with appropriate health literacy principles, so these had to be specially designed so that people could read them. On January 14, 2014, the FDA recommended that healthcare professionals discontinue prescribing and dispensing prescription combination drug products that contain more than 325 milligrams of acetaminophen per tablet, capsule, or other dosing strategy. Even before that, in 2011, the FDA had asked manufacturers of prescription combination drug products containing acetaminophen to limit the amount of acetaminophen to no more than 325 milligrams in each tablet or capsule or dosing approach by January 14, 2014. In this particular directive, the FDA noted that instances of severe liver injury with acetaminophen had occurred in patients who took more than the prescribed dose of an acetaminophen-containing product in a 24-hour period, took more than one acetaminophen-containing product at the same time, and or who drank alcohol while taking acetaminophen products. What this directive did not do, noting also that acetaminophen is widely used in many over-the-counter products, including, as in this instance, over-the-counter cold products, the FDA did not provide any regulatory action regarding these particular products. But the FDA did recommend or did advise that many consumers are often unaware that many products containing acetaminophen and that do in fact contain acetaminophen, and that therefore consumers could easily accidentally take too much. But there were no actions in this regard, in the over-the-counter products. So what can we do? We can advise our patients not to exceed the acetaminophen maximum total daily dose. This is an active process on our part. We can advise our patients that severe liver injury can occur with the use of excessive amounts of acetaminophen, and this is very also important. We can advise our patients to read the labels of the prescription and over-the-counter medications so that they don't take multiple acetaminophen-containing products at the same time. We can advise our patients not to drink alcohol while taking acetaminophen-containing products. And we can advise our patients to seek medical help if they take more acetaminophen than directed, or if they experience swelling of the face, mouth, and throat, difficulty breathing, itching, and a rash. So we can actively help reduce the accidental injury that acetaminophen can result in when taken in excessive quantities. It's, as you see, this particular instance is not all that far from the clinical scenarios that we may have encountered already, and I hope this has been of some value to you. I'm Dr. Charles Argoff, and thank you for your attention.